Annyeonghaseyo. Jae ilumun Cookie-mida.
Hello, my name is Cookie. I welcome all potatoes, but if you aren't, I guess that's fine. Anyway, today we are talking about Kinder Transport. Kinder Transport, it was something in history. Quick fact. Okay then. Kinder Transport was in fact something in history, but you should already know that there's more to it. First of all, you should know that it's really important because if it wasn't, I honestly won't need to know or do this. I said that it is important, and one fact is that Kinder Transport saved more than 10,000 kids, which was pretty amazing if I do say so myself. I'm saying this because people might be curious. Before I continue to the last fact, I should have told you that Kinder Transport was the informal name of a series of rescue efforts which brought thousands of refugee Jewish children to Great Britain from Nazi Germany between 1938 and 1940. If you haven't noticed, it's the definition. You might also be wondering, why is it even called Kinder Transport in the first place? Well, my potato, you are in luck because I'm your hope. Actually, J-Hope is, but for this I shall tell you. If you went to kindergarten, or it's just common sense, you should know Kinder means children in German, and transport just means transport in English. And the definition should have gave you a clue of where children and transport came from. I said that was my last fact, and by now you might wonder where I got my sources from. And if you are interested or curious by any chance, check the description. I would say more, but it's not related. You have reached the end, and congratulations for being not lazy yet, good grammar, to click on this and listen to my cringy and overly fake voice. But seriously, thank you, gomawo, xiexie, arigato, salamat, merci, and great, you heard my voice in different language. Anyway, annyeong, goodbye, and have a great rest of your day, afternoon, or night.